John Taylor is with us now from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. We know something about Wonder Bread. Twinkie's still a question mark, John.
It is indeed, and this even has a bit of a local twist. Flowers Foods, that's the company, of course, that bought Shipley Baking here a number of years ago, Georgia-based Flowers Foods. They've been selected as what's called the stalking horse bidder. Now, what that means is that they're going to use their bid for these brands as the opening auction bid. And what's happening is this, is that Flowers announced they signed two contracts, one for $360 million. They bid that amount of money to buy Wonder, Nature's Pride, Merita, Home Pride, and Butternut brands. 20 bakeries, 38 depots for $360 million, a separate $30 million offer to buy the beefsteak brand. Now, this will be, like I said, the opening bid. There will be actually an auction on February the 28th, and the bankruptcy court will accept that. So they're really using this. There could be other people that come in and will bid higher. There's still a rumor that Walmart and Kroger's are still in the running to buy these brands. No news, anybody bidding yet on Twinkies and Ding Dongs. We'll have to wait on that. Another kind of a local story, HMA, that's the parent company of Sparks, Health Management Associates. They're warning that the numbers are not going to be quite as good for this quarter. They're saying they're going to make about 19 to 21 cents a share. Analysts are expecting about 21 cents a share. They point out, quote, ongoing difficult economic backdrop is what Gary Newsom, the president and CEO, said. By the way, HMA operates about 70 hospitals, primarily in the southeast. And news in terms of the war that's going on, the battle for dominance in smartphones, Samsung announcing this morning that they've passed $100 million they've sold that many Galaxy S smartphones. Now, that phone was only released in May of 2010 to try to counteract what was happening with the Apple's iPhone. So they've sold 100 million of those in 3 years. It took Apple 4 years to sell 100 million units of the iconic iPhone. And by the way, this morning, Apple shares are just getting hammered at pre-market trading. Word is out that Apple has cut the orders for components for the iPhone due to weaker than expected demand. They say they've cut the orders for iPhone 5 screens for this quarter by about 50%. Of course, the Samsung phone is powered by Google's Android operating system. So anyway, the battle for dominance there continues. Now, starting tomorrow, it's just going to be an avalanche of economic data and earnings numbers. Tomorrow we get retail sales numbers, PPI, inflation at the wholesale level. The following day, inflation at the retail level, the CPI, jobs numbers on Thursday. And then, for example, beginning on Wednesday, Bank of the Ozarks, eBay, Goldman Sachs reporting. On Thursday, American Express, Bank of America, Capital One. Friday, General Electric, Johnson Controls, Morgan Stanley, Intel mixed in there. So, could be a very, very, very interesting week, and one with a lot of ups and downs in the markets. Hang on if you want to know where you can go to get Ding Dongs and Twinkies. We'll have to update you on that later.
Maybe Walmart.
Could be.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. Probably either way, if Walmart gets the rights to the Ding Dongs and Twinkies, they'll be there, and if they don't, they'll probably handle a sale of them for a fee, probably. But anyway, we'll see. We need those special foods for ourselves. That's John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.